the Antiwhite system and tune in to the Pro-White system at RadioArian.com.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Tuesday, the 4th of December, 2018, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at RadioArian.com. Well, I guess I should also say welcome to our new listeners. Thanks to the BBC recruiting listeners for RadioArian yesterday, we seem to have doubled our listeners. Now, I did point out to the BBC that I thought it was very irresponsible of them if they did put our name out on their BBC programme, as that would be running the risk of people that aren't nationalists being offended by our content. It benefits us if we get more listeners. It means our positive message gets out to more people. But I do think it's rather irresponsible of them to do that. People that have mentioned us before have just called us a neo-Nazi radio station because they didn't want to draw attention to us. They didn't want to encourage people to listen to us. Now, I don't mind being called a neo-Nazi radio station, but we do cover all nationalism, and it is called RadioArian, so people know what to expect on here. They won't come across ethno-nationalism in all of it. There's also civic nationalism, but we don't want people to say they were surprised, they were offended, or anything like that. Now, I'm going to refute a lot of what was on this program last night. I guess I should say it was a half-hour BBC program, which was effectively trying to claim that RadioArian recruits for an organization called SRN. I'm barely even aware of them. The only time I've ever heard them mentioned is when Alex Davies mentioned them on our Arian Britannia series at the beginning of the year, 9 months back. And the actual series itself is a current affairs series. It's a weekly current affairs series. Does anybody go back and listen to the BBC's half-hour-long current affairs programmes from 9 months back? I don't think they do. I think they listen to them once a week. When their current news has a sell-by date, a best-before date, and it goes stale after that. So this it's not like these are podcasts that people are going to be going back and listen to, unless the BBC have pointed them to them, which is actually a good idea because the BBC have completely misrepresented what was actually said. Now, I guess our American and European listeners probably won't be able to actually watch this documentary yet. So I will go through some of it. But first off, I just think I should point out the legal aspects of RadioArian. We are not intending on breaking any laws at RadioArian, and obviously we have never encouraged anybody else to ever break any laws, and we encourage people to advocate for white people within the limits of the law. Now, RadioArian is hosted in America. It actually comes under American laws. It doesn't actually come under British laws. It's rather similar to Radio Caroline, which used to broadcast from a fishing vessel in the middle of the English Channel. It used to broadcast to Britain, but it didn't actually come under British laws because it was moored in the Channel. RadioArian is hosted in America, and therefore it comes under American law. And we certainly don't break any American laws. American laws are that you must not incite violence against anyone. You must not direct violence against anyone. And they have it that it needs to be targeted. So if we were calling for somebody to, say, attack an individual or attack an individual group, that would be illegal under American law. Obviously, it's also illegal under British law. British law also has a piece about inciting hatred against groups. Now, we're not inciting hatred against any protected groups. We make it quite clear that we place the blame for what's happening to our race solely on our own shoulders. It's at the traitors within the white race that have allowed this to happen. And the news stories that we cover here at Radio Arium all come from mainstream sources. Sources like the Daily Express, sources like the Daily Mail, like Breitbart. And you will find every single one of the news sources that we've used for our news programs in the articles that go along with the podcast. You'll see that they are highlighted in block lettering. Now, as far as offending people is concerned, we don't want to be offending people. And it was established at the Alison Chablow case. The reason why she was taken to court is because she uploaded her videos to YouTube. If she had uploaded them to her own website, then she would have been okay. All our content is uploaded to our own website. We've never been centered around Facebook. We've never been centered around YouTube. We're centered around our own website. Now, as far as the domain registrars are concerned, when you have a website, it's like a piece of real estate. It's effectively your home on the internet. People, you can either make it so that people can come into your home, or you can make it so that you have to have subscribers and they can pay to visit. But in either case, it's your little part of the internet. It's not the public square. This is the reason why companies like YouTube can say, well, we don't want your content on there. And you really don't have a leg to stand on saying, well, you should do free speech, whatever, because they're private companies. They can say what they want on that website. And conversely, we can say what we want on our website. Radio Arium is the nationalist corner. It's our nationalist corner of the internet where we can talk freely. And where we don't break laws either. We don't incite violence. So I would not have anyone that was inciting violence on here. And as I say, we certainly don't break any American laws, and it's hosted in America. Now, this program, they did quote me in a couple of cases, because we did have email correspondence before the program was made. And they did quote me accurately, although they did cut the sentences in half, and they did use them to answer different questions than what I was actually responding to. But worse than that, they completely misquoted Alex, as we'll get to later on. But the program started, and it started off with this group, SRN, burning the Union flag, or the Union Jack, whichever you prefer to call it. And we are patriots here at Radio Arium. In actual fact, the podcast that the BBC used, that they wanted to link with us, which is the podcast that Alex Davies was a guest on at the beginning of the year, Arium Britannia, and it begins with the music for Rule Britannia. So how they think that an organisation that is very proud of Britain, that uses Rule Britannia as their intro music, would condone the burning of the British flag, I don't know. I really don't think they thought that much about this program that they were making. The next thing that came up on this program, they linked Zach Davies with National Action. Now, Zach Davies was a madman that killed, I think it was an Asian dentist or a Chinese dentist in a supermarket. He was nothing to do with National Action. The police themselves stated he was nothing to do with National Action, but that didn't stop the BBC and other mainstream media from claiming that he was a follower of National Action. The reason why they said he was a follower of National Action is because he made a video with a National Action flag behind him, because at the time when National Action were legal, they were selling flags. People could buy flags. But a week after this Zach Davies made this video in front of a National Action flag, he made a video in front of an ISIS flag. And it was shortly after he made the video in front of the ISIS flag that he went out and murdered this Chinese guy in a supermarket. So it's wrong to say that he was a follower of National Action or a member of National Action. He was a crazy man that went out and killed somebody. And at the time, the National Action website had all this information on there, because obviously National Action were legal. at the time. It was when they still existed, before Alex Davies and Ben Raymond wound the whole organisation up when it was prescribed. Now, after that, this video then shows all this horrible graffiti at some school somewhere in Wales. Really, really badly drawn graffiti, which they say was done by this organisation, SRN. Now, any nationalist looking at graffiti like that, the first thing we think when we see graffiti like that is, well, that's a hate crime hoax. There is no way that that was actually done by a nationalist, because it's so badly drawn. Whoever did that doesn't know how to draw a swastika. Plus, what would be the point of doing something like that and then signing the name of the organisation next to it, when obviously anybody that sees that is going to be infuriated by it and think, well, how disgusting, what a load of idiots did this. It's not something that we would support here at Radio Area, and we would certainly not support any criminal damage to property, let alone doing damage like that and then associating it with nationalism by putting the name of the group there. I would be very, very surprised if that was actually done by a nationalist or even by this organisation. Why would they be deliberately trying to make themselves look bad, look terrible, and property damages? I mean, it's ridiculous. I had no idea that that had been done. Alex certainly had no idea that that had been done. And yet BBC Wales are claiming that Alex was glorifying this and that he was congratulating them for this this nonsense bit of graffiti. And this is the exact quote from BBC Wales. BBC Wales investigates listened to Mr. Davies on neo-Nazi station Radio Arium, where he said he was encouraged by racist posters and graffiti daubed on walls in Cardiff earlier this year. And then they play the quote, which says, as long as there's some signs of resistance, then there's hope, he said. It's like a fire. As long as you've got some embers burning, all you need is to put some fuel on that fire, and it can turn into something big very quickly. So it looks, according to BBC Wales, it looks like Alex is encouraging this ridiculous graffiti, this absolutely pointless graffiti. So let's actually play what Alex said and what Alex was talking about with this exact quote. And I'll play that now.
Yeah, well, GI held a flash demo there yesterday. They had a big yellow and black banner, which I think said, stop grooming gangs, defend British girls. I don't know how many numbers were there. It didn't seem like a huge demonstration, but at the end of the day, what a flash demo is isn't meant to be a big kind of hundreds of people or thousands of people display of strength. It's meant to be a way of getting in there, sharing your message with ordinary people without interference from the police, without interference from the opposition. And that's what they did. They had a successful day, and all power to them. You know, if they're going to be, I think, you know, we're going to go on to talk about some other demonstrations that happened. But I think, you know, people need to react. When events like this happen, people need to be reactive, and they need to be fast in responding to it. And the fact that GI have been the first group to actually go there and put out a message that, you know, we're not going to tolerate this happening is quite a good one. You know, they're the first group that have been able to get people to the town itself. I know another group has put out some posters. Our favourite neo-Nazi group, the System Resistance Network, have put up some posters in, I think, Cardiff against these grooming gangs as well. And that triggered a big response in the Welsh media. So, you know, it's all good. You know, all of these signs of resistance are really positive, because, you know, as long as there is some sign of resistance there, there's hope. You know, it's like a fire. You know, as long as you've got some embers burning, all you need is to put a little bit more fuel on that fire, and it can turn into something quite big very quickly.
Yeah, it's good to see GI are taking the initiative, and they've got, you know, they've got the numbers to be able to get to a target area immediately something happens and draw attention to what's happening there. And, you know, you mentioned the banner, and I noticed that they seem to be using, being very careful with their wording, not to be too provocative with it. There was no mention of Islamism. I think it was against grooming gangs and protect our girls.
Yeah.
So there's no way they could get accused of Islamophobia. There's no way they could get accused of hate speech. And it was positive. It was protect our people, you know, not kick people out or against others, but protect our people. And that's the message, you know. We get accused of, oh, you're racist, you hate everyone else. But it's not. It's about love for our own people and trying to defend our own people from what's happening to them. And of course, if you love someone, you're going to hate anything that harms them, aren't you? You're going to be against anything that harms them. As you can quite clearly see from that, the conversation was actually about Generation Identity and them protesting grooming gangs. And when Alex mentioned the System Resistance Network, he was congratulating them for their posters. Nothing about graffiti. Neither Alex nor myself knew anything about any graffiti. He was talking about posters. And you can also tell from that clip where he facetiously and sarcastically says, our favourite group, SRN. And that's because the organisation Hoping for Hate had been pretending that we were somehow supporting them, that they were somehow in fact, they'd actually been claiming that Alex had started this organisation. They'd never been anything to do with Radio Arium. And that was just a mention of them. And the BBC are saying we were recruiting for them by mentioning them. If we were recruiting for SRN, then I don't know what the BBC were doing for Radio Arium by devoting a whole half-hour programme to Radio Arium. I would say that, you know, that was far likely to recruit people than what Alex said. Alex was just talking about posters. Now, the reason why he said this, that so facetiously, as if they were our favourite group, is because Hope Not Hate had been claiming that he was behind them. Now, SRN had actually been mentioned one time before in the podcast, and we'd actually been talking about the various different groups that there are in Britain, Britain First, British Movement, UKIP, and he said, oh, there's this group, System Resistance Network, I don't know anything about them, don't know who they are. They have some good propaganda. That was all that he said. I hadn't even checked it out. And then suddenly, the Hoping for Hate organization brings out their State of Hate 2018, 2017. I forget which it was. And in it, there are all these ludicrous stories, all these ludicrous made-up stories about Alex in there that just weren't even physically possible. And we made a podcast discussing that. And this was a couple of weeks before the one that I just played you there. I think it was at the beginning of March. And I'll just play you this as well, because this gives you an idea of what Alex was talking about. Alex never said to anybody that they should join this group. All Alex said is that people should have a look at their posters because they would find them funny. Now, this one here that I'm going to play you is from the beginning of March, and it's the episode where we were talking about the as I say, this Hoping for Hate, State of Hate 2017, I believe it was. Anyway, yeah, moving on to the next issue, and that's you yourself, Alex. I got
a mention. I got my own page even.
An entire page devoted to you. They had another page linking you to National Action and trying to pretend that National Action was still going. So here's your chance to respond to what they had to say about you, Alex.
Yes. Well, where do I begin? Where do I begin? Because, right, first off, you have this allegation that I went and founded this System Resistance Network. Now, I've mentioned the SRN, the System Resistance Network, on here previously, because we did a podcast, and we were sort of talking about the various options that people had. One of the options that people have is to join a group like Generation Identity, which is a very kind of above ground group that talks about, you know, opposition to mass immigration, but doesn't talk about, you know, the JQ isn't openly National Socialist, this sort of thing. And you have another group like the SRN, which is, is openly National Socialist, and is the propaganda they put out. It even makes me blush. Honestly, some of the stuff they put out really is, you know, I'll be honest, it is over the line, legally speaking, I would say.
I'm just interrupting here to say that you can clearly hear there that I haven't even seen it, because I'm saying, well, I'll have to have a look at it. And what Alex is saying is, it will make you blush, meaning this is funny. That's why he's laughing. He's saying nationalists will find their propaganda funny. He's not talking about graffiti. He says it may be borderline legal or illegal, but it's funny. That's what he's trying to tell people about this organisation. Let's go back to the recording now.
Hey. And if you were caught putting it out, you'd probably get into quite a bit of trouble. But all in all, you know, I think the fact that, you know, they're putting out a solid National Socialist message is really, you know, it's really good. But unfortunately, because of my situation, which, as people don't know, if they want to know more about my situation, then go to the episode where we talked about the raids around National Action and the ongoing investigation into another Nazi phantom that they've created. This idea that there's this group that has continued after the prescription and is apparently, even though they've now got more of us on remand at the moment, then turned up to some of the demonstrations when National Action was a legal organization, is apparently even more active than it was when it was legal to operate under. Now,
most bizarre.
It is most bizarre. But because of that, I've basically said, you know, there's no point in me being involved in any kind of activism. There's no point in me being involved in any kind of groups or organizations, whether it's Generation Identity, whether it's System Resistance Network, whether it's the National Front or the London Forum or any of these groups, because of all of the heat that's on me at the moment, there's no point, because I just attract too much attention.
Well, that's why you're here, isn't it? That's why you're doing podcasts. You know, you're doing podcasts instead of activism.
That's why we do a podcast, yeah.
I'll just interrupt here again. Now, Alex was unable to get a job because of his previous associations with National Action, and he was unable to take part in activism. And yet I knew that Alex is a really well-informed political commentator. I mean, the guy knows more about British politics than I do. Really well-informed political analyst. Which is why I thought, well, let's help the guy out. Let's get him on the podcast. Let's give him something to do. The police can listen in, so they'll know what he's saying. They'll know that he's not encouraging anything illegal, and it will give us a chance to hear his insights on what's going on, current affairs, basically. And he did the podcast for 8 or 9 episodes, a couple of months, 3 months, I think, actually, in full. And then he said he was going to leave doing this because he'd managed to find himself a job, and he wanted to do a job, and he didn't want to be involved in not even in podcasts. He just wanted to leave all of this behind. So he went and he got his job. And what happened? The left went and found what work he was doing and forced him out of his job, pressurized his boss so that he lost his job. I mean, what can the guy do? He tries to get work. He tries to leave all activism, leave nationalism behind. And what do the BBC do? They insist on keep putting his picture up there on the television. His picture from 2 years ago, back from when National Action were actually legal. Don't forget, he wound the organisation down. He hasn't had any charges for being a part of the organisation since. And he's got no criminal record. And yet he's unable to get a job because the left pressure his employers and the BBC insist on putting these programs out. So, I mean, what do the BBC want from the guy? But as I say, this is the reason why he was making podcasts with us. Because I wanted to help the guy out, at least get something positive from him, get his insights into politics, because he does know a hell of a lot about politics. As anybody that listened to that series will know, his replacement is twice his age. Max Musson is who does the podcast with me now. And because he's a very insightful person who can do the political analysis well. Anyway, let's go back to Alex talking about System Resistance Network here in response to Hope Not Hate alleging that he is the leader of it.
Because it's a way that I can still get a message out, but I'm not attached to anyone, I'm not part of anything. And, you know, I can still give shout outs, you know, and I think Hope Not Hate have, you know, I wasn't going to do this, but Hope Not Hate have forced my hand now. If you want to go and find out more about the SRN, go to gab.ai/SR network and you can find out all about the SRN. Go there, listeners, and have a look for yourself. And I'm sure you'll be very entertained by what you find.
So you're not the you're not the criminal mastermind behind it then.
Well, you know, no comment. But you know, at the end of the day, you know, the police are all over my communications, all over my bank accounts. If I was involved in anything, they'd be well aware of it, and they would come down at me like a ton of bricks. So to think that I would then go and found another organization is absolutely stupid. You know, after what happened with National Action, there is no point. The eye of Sauron is upon me, you know. What is the point? There are other ways that I can get the message out without putting myself at, you know, ridiculous personal risk, you know. And there's another thing here that they mention as well, and this is basically a distortion of what we've mentioned before in other podcasts, and that is, you know, they talk about how, oh, I'm actively encouraging my supporters to target opponents, especially female MPs. Fuck off. I'm not saying to target female MPs. What are you on about? What that suggests is, what that reads like is like I'm suggesting, oh, go after these female MPs because they're weak and, you know, you can easily intimidate them. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, when you have an MP in a constituency who lets down their constituents, and you mentioned Tracy Brabin, who is the MP for Batley and Spen, is in a constituency where grooming gangs exist, they operate, and she isn't talking about them. She isn't speaking out in Parliament about the hideous nature, the hideous crimes that are taking place against our vulnerable girls. Yeah, she isn't doing anything. And so, as an MP, she is open to scrutiny. She's a public figure. And if nationalists wanted to direct a campaign against Tracy Babin and ask her directly, why is it, Tracy, that you are not standing up for your constituents and looking out for them and their interests, that is perfectly reasonable. Direct action is perfectly reasonable. It is perfectly justifiable, and it is legitimate. There are lots of direct action groups out there.
And you can see from that that he's answered another allegation there that, that somehow talking about direct action against MPs is somehow wrong. But the main thing is that all he was doing was saying to people, you can go to SRN, you can find them at gab.ai and look at the posters for yourself and see what they're like. And he said that it would probably be illegal if people were to post those posters publicly. And he wasn't encouraging that. He was saying it would probably be illegal if anybody put those posters up publicly. And he was just saying that they're funny. Now, I think I went and had a look at them at gab.ai. I think I gave them a follow. And they disappeared about 2 weeks after that. They disappeared from Gab. And I never heard anything from them since. Nothing from them since. And then Hoping for Hate did another ludicrous story about me claiming that I was something to do with them, which I just ignored. And then the BBC have made this ludicrous story claiming that we were recruiting for them, which all the evidence shows that we weren't. And you've just heard the evidence from Alex, him talking about them. And it just looks to me like the BBC didn't actually do any research. They didn't actually listen to what Alex had said. They just read what Hoping for Hate had said and trusted Hoping for Hate that what they said was accurate. And it clearly wasn't accurate. There is no support or glorification of criminal damage in what Alex says at all. Getting back to the rest of this the rest of this program, they featured Mika Vevalainen, and somebody I'd never actually heard of before until he was in the news for being accused of being a member of National Action and also being in the army. And he was found guilty of having some pepper spray and being a member of National Action after the organization was proscribed. And what they did in this program, they showed you that he'd actually bought a house in Wales and he'd started doing this house up. And apparently, and the BBC found this really shocking, he wanted his friends to move there with him. The BBC put this as if it was the rebirth of Adolf Hitler and the Fourth Reich would have been built in this village. But all he was saying is that he wanted, he wanted nationalists or national socialists to move to the village with him. And I don't see what's wrong with wanting your friends to move near to you. But apparently this is something shocking, according to the BBC. Then they showed you Ben Raymond and they showed you that they were saying that Ben had said, well, if there are any new organizations that come about, then they should send ideas for stickers to him. Well, that's Ben looking for work. The guy is an artist. He's a designer. And he finds it very hard to get work after this prescription of National Action because his name is linked with it. So the only people he can actually get design work from are other nationalists. So again, I don't really see what's wrong with this. They then said that Alex had promoted a website called England Lives or England Lives, something like that. And when Alex was on the podcast, he would say the names of various other nationalist organizations, British ones, just so that people would hear about them and go and check them out. It doesn't imply any support for them. Apparently this website glorified Darren Osborne. And the BBC, when they wrote to me by email, they were sort of asking me what I thought of this. And obviously, we've never glorified Darren Osborne. You can check out the podcasts. You saw him as somebody with learning disabilities, quite obviously with learning disabilities. The cock and bull story that he came up with to explain what actually happened. He had a drinking problem. He had a massive, long criminal record. I think it's just somebody with learning disabilities that flipped out. We certainly wouldn't glorify him, and I wouldn't even see him as a nationalist. I would just see him as somebody that got angry at what had happened with the Manchester bombing and the grooming gangs and went crazy one night. That's how it seemed to me. We've certainly never glorified Darren Osborne here. We said that he was mentally challenged. Then they showed this SRN group vandalizing a church. Now, here at Radio Aryan, we are pro-Christian. Most of our hosts are Christian. We have had one or two in the past that weren't Christian. But one thing we insist on is that people are not anti-Christian at Radio Aryan. I mean, we have a priest that's one of our hosts. So how they could think that they could link us with an organization that graffitis a church, I don't know. It's ridiculous. One of the funniest things in this program was the supposed infiltrator of SRN sat in front of his computer with a skull mask on, awaiting an audio conversation. Quite why he was getting himself all dressed up like that, I don't know, since nobody was going to see him. And then they pointed out our prisoners of war section. Now, if people are listening to this that aren't nationalists, that don't understand our language, we see it that there is a war going on against white people. There is a genocide going on against white people. We are being replaced in our own lands. All these hideous crimes are happening to us that wouldn't be happening if the people carrying out the crimes weren't in our lands. So we see it as we are in a war. And a lot of nationalists have been put in prison either for defending themselves against leftists when they've been attacked. Some of them have been put in prison for Facebook posts. Some of them have been put in prison for stickers. Some have been put in prison on remand because they've been accused of being terrorists. Some of those people that were put in on remand have been found innocent. Others have been found guilty of being members of National Action. But they're all members of the nationalist community. And the Christian thing to do when you have members of your community in prison is to write to them. It certainly doesn't imply that there's any support for their actions. It implies that we show Christian charity to the members of our community. And the BBC were trying to imply that this implies support for terrorism, because Ben Raymond suggested that people should send books to people that are in prison. The prisons themselves ask for people to send books to them. They facilitate that. They say that if you're going to send books to people in prison, you should use a company like Amazon. They like prisoners to read books and educate themselves. Are the BBC implying that the family members of the people in prison, are they showing support for their actions by continuing to write to their family members? Ben was just trying to say that, or talk about turning a bad situation into a good one. I mean, this is an absolutely terrible situation that we've got young people in prison, young patriots in prison. Some of them may have done stupid things. I mean, a very stupid thing. If they've continued to associate with ex-members of National Action and continue to do similar activities, then you know, they really didn't take this ban as seriously as they should have done. And that's a very silly thing to do. But they're serving their time for that now. They're in prison. They're being punished. There isn't only to continue punishing them. Writing to them is Christian charity. And there are many, many Christian ministries that go into prisons for that purpose. They also showed an MP. They showed our content to an MP, and this is just the BBC trying to shock people, and trying to stir up censorship of what we say, regardless of the fact that we haven't actually tried to recruit for SRN. They've shown their program to this MP. So this MP thinks that we were trying to recruit members for this SRN group, when all Alex was saying was, check out their posters. They're funny. And there was no support for vandalism, but the BBC have totally misrepresented stuff and told a straight flat out lie that Alex was glorifying this vandalism. So this MP has been misled, and the MP says that he will go to the police. Well, all our files are up there. The police can go through them. I would be very surprised if the police weren't already listening to our podcast. As I said, I don't think our podcasts are illegal. They're hosted in America. We don't incite violence against ethnic minorities. We take all the steps that we can to ensure that we're not offending anyone. And it's all within our own piece of real estate on the internet. Now, one of the quotes that the BBC did use for me was saying, what people listen to in their own homes is their own business. And it is. The police can't say what you can or cannot say when you are within your own four walls. And effectively, when people are listening to Radio Aryan, they are effectively within Radio Aryan's four walls on the internet. And we do say to people, don't play our stuff to people who will be offended. Don't send our content to people who will be offended. And finally, there was something that I just picked up on at the end of the program, and they mentioned the people that were in prison as convicted racists. As if being a racist is a crime. As if thinking that you should put your own race first is somehow a crime. It's not a crime to be a racist. It's a crime to incite violence against racial minorities. It's not a crime to be a racist. And none of the people that were convicted have been convicted for being racist. That is the deceitful way that these trials have played out, because the judges have allowed the prosecution to character assassinate the people that are in the dock. They've allowed the prosecutors to show private pictures of people dressed up as Ku Klux Klan members, private pictures of swastika cake makers, and the fact that they called their son Adolf, and they've allowed that into the court. And none of that is relevant to whether or not they were members of a proscribed organization. All of that is just to say to the members of the jury, these guys are racist, so you should convict them of whatever the charge is, because they're racist and they're bad people. And the fact that the BBC used the term convicted racists, again, that's subliminally saying to people that it's a crime to be a racist. It's not a crime to be a racist. There is no crime on the books of racist. There are, is the specific wording. Anyway, I think I've gone through just about everything that I picked up on that program. And, really the upshot of it is that if they're going to say that Radio Aryan was recruiting for SRN, and I bet that the only time that this group SRN have ever had anybody join them and say, oh, we heard about you on Radio Aryan, was when that one BBC spy joined them. Because nobody else at Radio Aryan in the chat room or wherever has ever even heard of them. And if the BBC are going to say that we were recruiting for them, then the BBC are recruiting for Radio Aryan. And if they're going to say that we are supporting terrorists or by trying to interview Ben or Alex, then so are they for trying to interview Ben and Alex. We certainly don't put images of National Action from when they were legal. We certainly don't use their images now, and the BBC use video of them, video footage of them all the time. And they interviewed Ben when National Action were legal, and they've tried to interview both Ben and Alex since they were made illegal. Ben and Alex obviously don't want to speak to them. And the reason why is because the BBC are just seeking to misrepresent their views so that they can try and get them prosecuted. The same as they have done here, where they have completely misrepresented what Alex was talking about. Alex was talking about Generation Identity protest about grooming gangs, and then mentioned that there had been some posters put up in Cardiff, which the newspapers had got excited about. That was all that he was saying. He wasn't saying support for graffiti. And if either Ben, Alex or myself had been aware of that, we would have utterly condemned it. And as I say, I don't think that was done by nationalists. I mean, it's a little bit, you know, why would you deliberately vandalize something and then sign your name to it? That's not, you know, that's not a very sensible thing to do. But this organization, this RSN organization, they don't seem very sensible anyway. In case I haven't been clear enough, I wouldn't advise anybody trying to join up with them. I don't see that they are helping nationalism in any way at all. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.